This is an Aero News Touch and Go for May 19, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. U.S. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters made lots of news on Friday. She said that airlines, aircraft manufacturers, and the federal government should review procedures to avoid massive abrupt flight cancellations like those that left hundreds of thousands of passengers stranded in April. Many industry observers felt the sudden grounding of American Airlines' entire MD-80 fleet was a knee-jerk reaction by the FAA to congressional criticism of a too cozy relationship between the FAA and Southwest Airlines. The secretary also called on airlines and the FAA to review existing protocols for communications to make sure that significant safety decisions are made using a clearly documented process. The FAA isn't through yet with American Airlines. FAA spokesman Les Doerr said last week, the agency will meet soon with the airline to investigate complaints from a JFK-based mechanic that Americans' revised inspection procedures for aircraft struck by lightning may be inadequate. Two American Airlines pilots have also raised concerns through the anonymous Aviation Safety Action Program. The Associated Press reports an American spokesman declined to elaborate on changes made to the lightning inspection process. Doerr stressed the meeting shouldn't be termed an investigation per se, adding, quote, there is no hint of any kind of enforcement action, unquote, imminent against American for the change. In addition to her comments on communications between the FAA and the airlines, Secretary Peters announced a new federal rule that will require airlines to provide complete on-time and tarmac delay data about any flight that departs a gate more than once, is canceled after leaving the gate, or is diverted to another airport. Kate Hanai, who formed the Coalition for an Airline Passenger's Bill of Rights after American Airlines' infamous diversion strandings of December 2006, has been doing an end run around the missing DOT data by collecting reports from stranded passengers calling into a toll-free hotline. She welcomed the DOT announcement, calling it, quote, a small but important victory for airline travelers, and we can take credit for this victory, unquote. She also repeated her call for Senate action on an FAA reauthorization bill, which includes a full passenger's bill of rights. Secretary Peters also announced on Friday three new measures addressing delays at the major New York area airports. She says DOT has posted the final order to temporarily cap scheduled flights at Newark Liberty Airport at an average of 83 per hour from June 1st until October 2009. She noted that while the measure will spread flight schedules more evenly through the day, it still allows 30 operations per day more than what was offered at the airport last summer. Peters also said DOT will spend $2 million to study ways to add transit connections to New York's Stewart Airport, that's about 90 miles north of Manhattan. She observed that the airport has the runways and other facilities to ease pressure at the region's major airports, if only passengers could get there more conveniently. And finally, Peters announced DOT has opened a 60-day comment window on a plan for landing slots at JFK and Newark Liberty. The department proposes giving airlines already serving the airports up to 20 slots per day and auctioning the rest over 10 years. After the decade of protection for existing airline investments ended, presumably DOT would broaden that auction. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. NTSB issues a preliminary report on the crash that killed Barry Maggart. The Teamsters are unamused by golden parachutes for Frontier executives. And a proposed 1,000-foot skyscraper in Boston gets a response from the FAA. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, in my weekly chat with Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves, Bob explains why, if you got your instrument rating in Arizona, you're probably not ready to fly in the clouds. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.